The other issue in terms of duration of therapy that really, I think a lot of it has come out of the overview in MA17, is the more awareness of the long-term risk of relapse, particularly in patients with ER-positive tumors.
Yes, it was a rather frightening finding that the ER-negative patient has a high risk over the next 3 to 5 years particularly, which we can affect fairly dramatically with chemotherapy. But past that has really quite a good plateau going on out 15-plus years, whereas the hormone receptor-positive patient has a lower risk rate, but that risk rate goes out big time to 8 to 12 years and then does begin to get to a plateau. But it certainly doesn't plateau as quickly as the risk does in the ER-negative. And in fact, the plateau in the early breast cancer trialist data suggests that the ultimate failure rate may be higher in the ER-positive patient than it is in the ER-negative patient, which is extremely counterintuitive.
I guess on the upside is the fact that it looks like interventions can be made down the line. And just today, we saw another presentation from the NSABP B33 study looking at the delayed use of an aromatase inhibitor, in this case, exemestane, after 5 years of tamoxifen. What were your thoughts about that?
It was certainly pleasing to see continuing evidence that we can intervene late. There are some women who can't tolerate the AIs for a variety of reasons, as you know. I think we need to be working on that subgroup. And some of them, if they're placed on a steroidal aromatase inhibitor, seem to do all right, whereas they didn't on a non-steroidal. But I think we have a bit to learn about some of the people who just feel like their brain doesn't work when they're on an AI.